This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Members of the U.S. Senate Judiciary Committee have moved forward with a vote advancing to confirm U.S. Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh. This was after Republican U.S. Senator Jeff Flake asked to delay the measure by a week so that the FBI can conduct an additional investigation into allegations of sexual abuse from accuser Christine Blasey Ford. The vote would be delayed by no more than a week based on the FBI's finding. There were many statements made earlier where Senator Richard Blumenthal, a Democrat, made the plea to have a witness to the alleged incident called to testify.
We cannot in good conscience vote without hearing at least from Mark Judge. I would submit with all due respect, Mr. Chairman, that there are other witnesses essential for us to hear from.
And then the response from Republican Senator Chuck Grassley, who heads it.
Now I move, as I said I was going to do, that we set the vote to report out Judge Kavanaugh's nomination at 1:30 p.m. today.
Currently, the members of the committee are discussing how they would like to proceed. We will provide more updates throughout the evening. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is accusing Iran of maintaining a secret nuclear weapons storage facility in Tehran. Netanyahu claimed Iran uses the building to store massive amounts of equipment and material from Iran's secret weapons program. Iranian Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif rejected Netanyahu's presentation as an arts and crafts show. Myanmar is doing everything on schedule to repatriate more than 700,000 Rohingya. That's according to a top official less than a day after the prime minister of neighboring Bangladesh, which is sheltering the refugees, accused the Buddhist nation of delaying the Muslims' return. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. U.S. President Trump has put